Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
Hey, listeners, we know Valentine's Day is coming up, and a lot of you might get some chocolates from your loved ones. Do you ever get chocolates from people, Tamara, on Valentine's Day?
Yes, I do. And they're really hard to resist.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know. It's like, hey, I want something sweet. I want something delicious, but I don't really want to eat all that sugar just because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I don't want to be depressed after Valentine's because I messed up on my, I feel terrible.
Well, we want our listeners to have a wonderful Valentine's Day. So we kind of dug into the coffers and found one of our most popular episodes from recent times, all about low carb keto desserts, where we talked specifically about chocolates. And we made a wonderful chocolate salty Bart recipe on camera. You remember that?
Yes. And it's so delicious.
It was really good. Yeah, and we went through a whole bunch of different products too.
It's worth a repeat.
Okay. So listeners, if you can bear with us, today's podcast and video, we'll be sharing, repeating that episode and sharing that with you so you can get lots of great sugar-free chocolate, low-carb treats to enjoy over the holiday.
Happy Valentine's!
Happy Valentine's!
Welcome everyone to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. Today's topic is easy keto desserts, chocolate edition. And here is why. Yeah, right? Well, it seems like, Tamara, every year, especially at the holidays, well, Christmas, Valentine's Day, my birthday, really any holiday, people always buy me chocolate or candy for like gifts. And I'm like, do these people not know me? Hello? Really? Well, you know what I end up doing is just re-gifting all of those chocolates to someone else or sadly throwing them away, which is, you know, wasteful. I don't like that.
Yeah. And it's sad. That makes me cry. Like chocolate in the garbage is not what we want.
And I'm not about picking it out of the trash to, you know, potentially have a bite.
I know. I love chocolate and I don't want to give it up. You know what I try to do, Stephanie, most of the time is like, oh, I'll just have one little half a piece, you know, but then of course I don't. I overindulge every time. So how can we have our chocolate and still be keto, Stephanie?
Well, this is going to be a challenge. So in today's special cooking episode, we will be doing a live demonstration for an easy keto dessert recipe that is chocolate and fabulous, if I might add. And also while it's quote unquote cooking, we will be sharing at least 10, maybe even a dozen low carb chocolate dessert treats that you can enjoy so that way you can get your chocolate fix.
Nice. Oh, I can't wait to show our listeners our recipe, which is going to be a salty pecan, or is it pecan, bark. Doesn't that sound delicious?
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. I've been nibbling on it all morning. I can't stop.
Oh my gosh. And I love almond bark. So I'm excited to try pecan bark. But before we get started, Stephanie, let's take one quick break.
Well, thank you, Tamara. Our listeners will be excited to know that today's keto dessert recipe is just one of the 100 that are included. These are all quick fix, fast keto recipes, including keto dessert recipes. This is right hot off the press. This is all from the newest cookbook, the Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook. Every recipe here can be made in 30 minutes or less. And this is the third cookbook in the series. I do get questions a lot. People say, are the recipes new? I'm like, yes. So that means that there's 300 recipes that I've put out so far. This is the third of the series. And you can get this cookbook on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you like to shop for books. I do have links on my website, dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Nice. And if you get all three books, you are set. Like every recipe you can think of.
That means you're a Dirty Lazy Keto superstar if you have all three.
Nice. Okay, I want to be a dirty, lazy keto chocolate superstar today, Stephanie. So let's get started on our pecan bark. What do I do first?
Well, just to let our listeners know, we are sharing like 10, 12 strategies. And the first strategy to help our listeners, you know, get their chocolate fix is to make a low carb chocolate recipe, such as the pecan bark. Because there's always a keto substitute for everything, in my opinion. Some of them taste better than others. I know that. But this one is fantastic.
I can't wait.
Okay. So, all right. Tamara, I see that you're in the kitchen.
I am. I am ready.
You are so excited.
I am.
You are adorable, by the way. What's happening? You have a cute apron on. I love it.
Yes, I got my dirty, lazy keto apron and a couple, my book in the background.
I love it. You're a rock star.
I'm ready.
The recipe is so easy today, Tamara, that I'm here in the office cooking. So just in case our listeners want to, if they were to see behind the scenes, I have chocolate things everywhere. So I can't wait to do some show and tell. So this is the salty pecan bark recipe. I will have this available for free for you to download on the dirtylazyketo.com website. So we'll go through the instructions, but just so you know, you can download the instructions for free. So Tamara, do you have your mixing bowl?
I have a bowl and it has to be microwavable, right?
Yes, ma'am. So would you have glass or Pyrex or something?
I have a Pyrex.
Fabulous.
Yes.
And I like to use some kind of a rubber spatula that's not like a regular spoon. Do you have a good?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I do have one.
Because the chocolate sticks to it and we could lick it all off, but this does help a little bit. Okay. And then our main ingredient today is a 1 cup of sugar-free chocolate chips.
Okay, I got those. I used Lily's. Is that what you have? Here's the one I have.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, when we choose our sugar-free chocolate chips, I keep them in a giant tub. Isn't this funny? And you can tell I eat them a lot. See, they're almost gone. But there's a lot of choices on the market, right? I'm going to show our listeners a couple of them. I'm getting them all out. There's a lot on the market. Okay. There's more choices than I think people maybe even know about.
Well, even with Lily's, they had like a dark chocolate and they had a semi-sweet. I got the semi-sweet because Lily's are dark. Mm-hmm. Even their semi-sweet is dark. So that's what I got.
Are you holding up the bag? I'm going to hold up my bag.
Yeah, is it just Lily's preference? Like if you want the dark a darker chocolate, you can just use a darker one? Like, or does it have to be?
No, it doesn't have to be. See, I love that you brought that up because, you know, that's the biggest issue with making a low carb substitute recipe is finding something that works for you, that you like the taste of, that you can afford, that's available in your community. Not every grocery store sells all this stuff. Yeah. I know like at Walmart or Raley's, Safeway, a lot of our local stores have these, but you know what, Tamara, I went shopping for this episode and a lot of the stuff was sold out. Did that happen to you?
Oh, wow. I got like the last bag. Everybody's doing their holiday baking right now.
It's kind of a tough situation. I even went, here's Chalk Zero. This is another brand I love. And I went on their website and they were sold out of their assorted pack of baking chips. And I was like,
oh, wow.
Dang it. Everybody's cooking right now.
They are.
But you know,
it's like the toilet paper run.
I know. That was happening yesterday too. One thing I like about the Chalk Zero and the Lily's, like you said, with all the different types of flavors, like milk chocolate, dark chocolate, a lot of choices, but some of these are stevia sweetened. Mm-hmm. And everyone has a preference on that. It's okay to have a chocolate chip made with stevia, or if you prefer malitol, these are a little bit less expensive. This is a Hershey's brand, you know, these are probably $3 or less at Walmart, but these are malitol sweetened versus the Chalk Zero or the Lily's, which are a little bit more expensive, right?
Yeah, a little bit. But I think mine was $3.90 or something like that.
That's a good price.
Yeah.
More than one.
I know.
I'm like, ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Here's another brand too. I just saw come up. It's called Bake Believe. I also saw this at my grocery store.
Oh, wow.
So I think our listeners, they often ask me, which one should I buy? And I say, buy the one that tastes good to you, that your body can tolerate, and that is in line with your values, and also that you can afford. Because not everybody, some of these can be $9-$10 a bag.
Yeah.
Maybe that's too much.
And sometimes it's just what's available too. Like right now, I think I just take whatever I could get.
I was getting a little desperate myself.
Although I have to say, taste wise, I prefer lilies.
Mm-hmm. For me, I feel like they all taste the same, Tamara.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're all delicious, but here's the one thing that I notice for me is if I use a mannitol sweetened chocolate chips like Hershey's, it has a very different effect on my blood sugar and also on my digestive system. Have you ever noticed that?
I haven't, but I haven't tried the Hershey's one. Is it a good effect or a bad effect?
Do you remember our poop episode?
Yes. Okay.
Season one.
Gotcha. Yes.
So, you know what? All of these, all sugar alcohols, whether they're Hershey's or Chalk Zero or Lily's, all these, you will notice a drastic change on your digestive system.
Yeah.
So people should be aware of that. It's almost insurance to keep you from overeating.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And I'll have to say the bark has a lot of chocolate. So it's going to, if you're not sure about the effect, you might try a little bit beforehand. Yeah.
Just a little. And that's true for any sugar alcohol. When you're cooking with any of these products, want to make sure to know your tolerance, know what's going to work for you. A lot of people with diabetes find that mannitol drastically raises their blood sugar very differently than a stevia sweetened product. So
that's good to know, because I was actually going to make this for my mom who has diabetes. So
I will
use the lilies.
I'm glad you are, because that will have a less impact on her blood sugar versus the Hershey's brand, which is mannitol, which will have a stronger effect. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
So that's the first ingredient, is just one cup sugar-free chocolate chips. Second ingredient, Tamara, is coconut oil.
Okay.
You're going to use one tablespoon of coconut oil.
Now, coconut oil is actually solid. It's not an oil.
Isn't that trippy?
Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be, right? Okay. So you just scoop out some and just throw it on top of your chocolate chips. Do I need to mix it in or?
No, just throw it in. A little dollop on top.
Now, do you refrigerate coconut oil or can it just sit out?
I just keep it set out at my house. What do you
do? I don't know. I don't use it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
This is kind of my go-to cooking oil. You know, people talk about MCT oil.
Yeah.
You know, a lot. Basically, all that is medium chain triglyceride oil. Basically, that's just coconut oil.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. It has a lot of great health benefits. It does have that nutty flavor though. So I don't use it in baking where I don't want that flavor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But it's delicious and I find it tastes
good. I think in candy, it would be great.
Okay.
So I've got my oil on my chocolate chips. Now what do I do?
All right. So we talked about, we just put your chocolate chips in, you add your tablespoon of coconut oil.
Okay.
You are going to just microwave that for 30 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to do that real quick. Okay. Now chocolate burns easily, doesn't it?
I did not have that experience.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'm the queen of burning things. So
that's good. We want this to be an easy keto dessert recipe. No burning.
Yeah. No headaches, no hassle.
It's going to be fabulous. It's so easy.
Hang on.
How are we doing?
4 more seconds.
Okay. Standing by.
All right.
Everyone can do this. I'm in the office pretending to cook.
So now it hasn't melted them. They're just kind of mushy.
Shouldn't be melted yet. So go ahead and just stir it up.
Okay. Oh, it is a little, I don't know if you can see. I'll hold it up. You can see it is starting to melt a little.
Just kind of stir it a little bit and then stick it back in the microwave.
Okay, so I got to stir on. And then how long the second time?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, be right back.
Easy. And I won't tell if you want to lick the spoon. Because I know I was doing that. I was making these last night. And my husband, he was going to bed and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm all, "Nothing." Like, you have chocolate on your nose.
You were caught red-handed.
I was totally caught because I was making them and I was like, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Okay. So it's almost done.
So when you pull that out, Tamara, now when you stir it, it sounds like it's ready.
Oh yeah. It's a lot more liquidy now. I don't know if you can see.
Now is where you're going to want to keep stirring it until it becomes a nice smooth consistency.
Oh, it's already getting there. It's getting there real fast.
That'll happen pretty quickly. exactly.
Yeah, it's almost all the lumps are gone. So just keep stirring till it's lump-free.
Keep stirring.
Okay, I think I'm almost there.
And then our next and final ingredient is pecan halves.
Okay, now is this a half or a whole? I don't know if you can see it. I was like, I don't know what a whole pecan.
It doesn't matter. You can have a chopped pecan, a half.
Okay,
pecan.
And just dump them in my chocolate, right?
You're just gonna dump it in and then stir until well coated.
Oh my gosh, this looks amazing! Look at this already. Look at how yummy that looks. Yum. Okay.
Here's the thing. If you don't like pecans, that's okay. Substitute another low carb nut of your choice. Another one of my personal favorites is macadamia nuts.
Yes. Ooh, that would be so rich and
really
good.
And it could be more of a Hawaiian thing.
Are almonds low carb?
They're okay.
Hazelnuts, there are lower ones.
Another one.
Pistachios?
No.
Those are high.
They're a little bit higher.
Okay. Walnuts?
Yeah.
They're not bad. But the two lowest are probably pecans and macadamia, right?
Those are my two favorites. But
okay.
Why don't our listeners write in and tell us what they're going to use?
Yeah. Oh, look at how nice that looks. So do I put mine? I've got my baking sheet with a parchment.
So once you've stirred, the nuts are well coated and everything's
looks
smooth,
good.
Go ahead and use a parchment piece.
Okay, got that.
And then line a small, cookie sheet, baking sheet.
Okay.
Something kind of smallish. This is like 8x11.
Okay.
And use your spatula to just scoop it into a thin layer on your.
And I don't need to spray oil on the parchment. The parchment's fine, right? Just
parchment
like it is.
Does all the work for you. I think parchment paper is probably my single most heavily used kitchen tool in my entire kitchen. So if you're keto or low carb or just lazy like me.
And it works. You know what? I'll say it. You you make cheese crisps. You can't do it on anything but parchment because I tried it on wax paper and it doesn't work. Okay,
pizza. If you're making homemade pizza crust, putting it on parchment paper is amazing.
Yeah, so I feel like it sticks. Okay, so I schlepped it. Should it be real thin or?
This is what mine looks like. It's clumpy. And I'm going to hold up a piece. Obviously, I'm jumping ahead here because I made mine earlier. I told everybody how I was eating it last night.
Oh, that looks so beautiful. You chomp and you just break it in random pieces.
Well, we're kind of jumping ahead, but.
Sorry.
Once you smooth it on your piece of paper on your thingy do.
How is that? Does that look okay?
Looks perfect.
Perfect.
That's why this recipe is so easy because it's not high tech. Now you just throw it in the freezer.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
And then you're done.
Oh my gosh. That was the easiest candy I've ever made.
Done.
Easy. And it looks amazing.
And now after you put it in the freezer for, 20, 25 minutes longer, if you want, whatever, then you pull it out and it's going to be hardened. So it becomes in the shape of bark. You are just going to be crumbling it and breaking it into pieces.
Oh, okay. Did I forget salt?
We forgot the salt.
Oh yeah. Let me get it back out.
I just really wanted to eat it.
I know.
I was so excited. I forgot the last step.
So I just sprinkle how much salt?
Okay. And I even have my salt right here.
Okay.
So I know this sounds weird, but we're going to do a quarter teaspoon of salt, regular salt.
Okay.
And you're going to sprinkle that over the top. And it seems like a lot. You'll be like, really? That seems like too much salt. Do not skip the step. The salt actually brings out the flavor of the pecan bark, and it's delicious.
It's like salted caramel idea.
I don't know why it works, but it does. It's one of those great mysteries of the life.
Okay, now I just sprinkled it on top. Now I'm going to put it back in the freezer.
Done. Now you're done. Done. Okay. We got too excited. I just really wanted to eat mine.
Me too. That is amazing. And I'm totally going to use that for gifts. For my keto friends and my diabetic friends. It looks amazing.
And just as a reference for all of our listeners, because they're going to say, well, how many net carbs does it have? So this amount that we made today, it serves 6. So you're going to want to break it into little pieces, and it's 2 grams of net carbs per serving.
Okay.
So for the whole batch, that would be how many?
What did you say? 12, six. So there was six servings at how many?
2 grams per serving.
12.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
It's all this homeschooling.
That was your math at work. Yeah. I just have, the reason I said that, I'm not trying to be funny, but I honestly get a ton of emails asking that same question. So if a recipe has per serving the amount of carbs listed, which is 2 grams, in order to figure it out for the whole recipe, you just times it by, you know, how many it makes.
Yeah.
So that would be 12 for the whole thing.
Yeah.
2 per person.
From the look, just from eyeballing my pan, if I broke it into 6 pieces, they'd be a good size 2 or 3 inch chunk.
Yeah. And you want to break it into little bites, right? Like I held up a large
one. Yeah.
You're going to want to be breaking up your bark into small pieces, right? Like this is a big, huge piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Amazing. Love it.
While yours is in the freezer, quote unquote.
Okay. Cooking,
it'll be done, you know, 20, 30 minutes, whatever.
Perfect.
We'll go through some more other ideas besides making this low carb recipe to give our listeners some other very quick and easy suggestions to get their chocolate fix.
Nice. It's like a chocolate extravaganza.
It is a chocolate low carb deliciousness festival today.
Nice.
Because you don't have to miss out. Like you and I talk about this a lot, right? Like when you have a craving and you feel like you're not getting what you need, that's when people give up.
Yeah.
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 So I think this first one is all up in you, all up in your expertise, Tamara.
Oh gosh. I saw this one. I'm like, okay, this is my favorite. It's Tamara's mocha. Combining my two favorite things, chocolate and coffee. So how do we do this? Like to make, you know, like just put in your coffee, add some chocolate and maybe a little milk. Is that the best way to do a mocha?
What do you like to do?
Well, that's what I like to do. I had a little cream.
Me, like I'm the expert. I'm like, aren't you the world's best coffee maker?
Well, I just pour a little, the sugar-free, you know, like Hershey's chocolate syrup and a little cream and then mix it in my milk. And it just gives it a little chocolate hit to my coffee. Is that the way you do it?
I was actually wanting to hear your answer before I started because I thought mine might be wrong. So I'm really excited to hear.
Okay, good.
So I do things a little differently. I don't use the syrup, but I use cocoa powder. So I'm going to hold up a couple examples here.
Yeah.
Do you ever use cocoa powder in your coffee?
I do. The only thing is it's a little hard to stir in your coffee. So that's why I use the syrup, but the cocoa works too.
Okay. You know what I do, Tamara, is I put it in the grounds.
Oh, wow.
Is that bad? Should I not do that?
No.
It's pretty good. What do they do at Starbucks? Have you ever ordered a mocha?
Yeah, I think they have a syrup, but I don't know if theirs is a sugar-free mocha. Is it?
I don't
They don't have a sugar-free mocha.
No.
No. But theirs is a syrup.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, what I do is I use a little bit of a higher quality. I've learned the hard way. This is from the dollar store and it has 3 grams of net carbs per 1 tablespoon. That's a lot. Yeah. I didn't realize that this cheap stuff has so much filler. When I moved up to the fancy stuff, this is from Grocery Outlet. That's how fancy this one is.
Yeah.
But this one is 0 grams per serving per half gram serving, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I know, right? I don't even know what that is. 5 or maybe it's well, whatever the serving is listed, it's only 0 grams. But I don't use too much, right? Just a little pinch.
Yeah.
But I've noticed the higher quality stuff does a better job.
Yeah, good tip.
Yeah. And it sounds like you add a little milk too. Do you use real milk or do you use like a unsweetened vanilla almond milk, Tamara?
I don't like almond milk in my coffee. I'm weird. So I'll use, if I'm going to do chocolate, I use a little heavy cream, just like a couple tablespoons. Don't go crazy. But for me, it makes the chocolate a little richer.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't like the taste of almond milk in my coffee. So
I think you're right. Having a little bit more creaminess.
Like
half and half or with heavy whipping cream would taste it a lot better.
Yes.
That's a good strategy.
If you like almond milk in your coffee, then do that because it is a little bit probably less caloric.
Yeah. Well, I say go for the good stuff. Because the point is, we're trying to help our listeners get their chocolate fix. And if it tastes like crap, it's not going to work.
Yeah. And you know, and you know, sometimes when I'm really wanting, like, I'm tempted by some sweets that are in the house, a mocha gives you the feeling of that having a dessert without actually all the calories of a dessert. So it's a nice option.
I agree with you there. I even keep cocoa powder in a salt shaker. And I sprinkle it on top of my coffee sometimes without going through all this mocha business, just a little hint of it on top. For me, when I'm drinking it, I must smell it and it gives me that satisfaction.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Simple.
I need to do that.
it's like zero calories, zero carbs, zero everything. Yeah. Just a little bit. And it's super lazy.
Right?
Yeah. So you did mention the syrup, Tamara. Do you use a certain brand? I have one on hand here, but do you have one that you recommend?
You know, whatever's at the store. I don't have a particular one. I think I've used the Hershey's one, but... is there a one that's better than the other?
I was very excited to see Walmart, the Great Value brand. Mm-hmm. It's a sugar-free chocolate flavored syrup, and it has less grams of net carbs per 2 tablespoon serving than the Hershey's brand. So this
is
a little tip from Stephanie. Write that down.
Nice. That is a dirty, lazy tip. Yeah.
I know. It's a dirty, lazy keto tip. I put this in one of the new books and I was like, oh, I can't wait. I got to tell everybody today.
Yeah.
And it's 1 gram of net carbs per 2 tablespoon serving. And it tastes good.
That sounds great. You could just pour that right into your coffee too.
Into your mouth. Yeah. There's no need to wait. But you actually mentioned, did you mention making chocolate milk?
No, but that I think that's another, if you're not a coffee drinker, make yourself a cup of chocolate milk.
Oh, hello. This is what I do right here. And this, I actually do think the almond milk comes into a good play.
I do too. Or coconut milk.
Mm-hmm. Any of the dairy alternative milks.
Yeah.
So hemp, cashew.
Yeah.
Almond.
Yeah.
There's soy. There's a bunch of choices. Yeah. Choose the one that works for you.
Yeah.
I like this one just because it's... I'm holding up the front, but it's, you know, not very expensive and it's 30 calories per cup.
Yeah.
1 gram of net carbs per 1 cup serving.
Yeah. You just have to be careful to get the unsweetened one that says 30 calories are
on the sometimes, front. You know, I'll be honest, I've shopped without my glasses on and, and I can't read the labels anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll put one in my cart and I'll get home and it's like 9 carbs per cup.
Like, yeah.
Oh no, I'm not having that.
No. But a cup of chocolate milk brings you back to your childhood. It feels it's a comfort thing, I think.
Yeah. And you can heat it up if you wanted to as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
So tip number 3, Tamara, is tip number 4. We're going tip number 4, and you actually taught me this one. Hello. I'm throwing stuff left and right. Number 4 is to enjoy a little bit of chocolate chips. You told me kind of just keep it around sometimes when you're having a chocolate craving.
Yeah. Yeah. And then put it in something small. So you don't, you know, don't take the bag and sit in front of the TV with it.
That's such a bad idea.
Yeah. But like, put it in one of those little mini cups or something.
You and then enjoy it. This will make
what do you put yours in?
I put mine in a shot glass.
I say that's a shot of happiness.
It's a little shot of happiness. The Choc Zero chips are a little strange. It's like a certain number of chips if you read the label. Yeah. So I count them out.
Yeah.
Because it can get out of
control. Good idea.
It really can. I can eat a lot, can't you?
I can, you know, that mindless eating. Mm-hmm. So I love the idea of the shot glass because otherwise you look, you look down, half the bag's gone.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Now, was that regular chocolate chips or were you doing sugar-free?
Oh, no. These are all sugar-free chocolate chips. I don't know.
Okay.
But I just find it weird that the quantity, because, you know, I do all the measurements and the baking and the cooking with the recipes for the cookbooks. So I'm constantly doing calculations. And here, this one has 60 chips for the lilies. Okay. So you got to count out 60. Let me check the other one. It's an odd amount. So when I do recipes, it's so complicated.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one here is 26 chips for lilies.
Oh, wow. Oh, like,
really? 26? Can they just not use a teaspoon, a tablespoon?
I know.
Quarter cup.
Seriously.
So if you're listening, Lily's and Chalk Zero, you make my life very difficult with all
your... put tablespoons.
Yeah, I need a unit of measurement that I can add.
Yeah. And I put a lot of, I don't, I hope I'm not jumping ahead, but I put a lot of chocolate chips on things, mm-hmm. you know. Like
what do you put them on?
Yogurt. That's my favorite. That's my like dessert at night. I'll do a high fat plain yogurt.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite? And,
right now I have Fage, but, yeah, I like that one too. Yeah.
Do you get the 5% or the 2%?
I get the 5%. Yeah.
Go all in.
Yeah. I have to be careful and measure the chocolate chips because I could dump a whole cup on there, you know? So I always try to do like, you know, like a, just 2 tablespoons or a tablespoon.
I have to measure my yogurt or else I'll eat the whole container.
I know.
It tastes like ice cream, doesn't it?
It does.
You know what I love about Faye?
Yeah. Is it Faye or Fage? I don't know.
I was trying to be all fancy. Faye. What I like about it is it's a 3/4 cup serving, 4 or 5 net carbs. And that is much bigger than most competing brands that advertise low carb yogurt. Most of them are like a 1/2 cup. So you get a little more for this.
Or 3/4 is a lot. That's like a good serving. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I do is I use the same little mini glass bowl every day. That way I don't have to like get out a measuring cup. I just use the same glass bowl that's already been measured.
Yeah.
Makes it a little easier.
Yeah.
Moving on. What about ice cream? Do you do any kind of sugar-free or low-carb chocolate?
I've been trying different ones. I've tried Rebel and I've tried Enlightened. So far, Enlightened's my favorite, but they're all, sometimes it just depends on the type. Ooh,
Have you tried Halo? You said Halo, Rebel.
I've had Halo. Yes. I like, and it's funny, in Enlightened, I love their peanut butter one. Oh, it's so good. And then on Halo, I know. Halo, I like their mint and chip or their mint one. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember your favorites? I rode my bike to your house and I brought you a bunch of ice cream.
I know.
Camera, I was eating so much of it. I had my whole freezer full and it was getting out of control. I'm like, Camera, and, sugar, help.
And I know. And that carton, I could eat the whole thing. So I have to get out a dish and, you know, scoop out part of it and then put it back because it is easy to overindulge.
I can't do the pints myself, Tamara, at all anymore.
Yeah.
Not even, I can't even scoop it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's hard because you'll be eating and you'll look down and it's gone.
No, and then I'm sad and I didn't even enjoy what I had to start.
Yeah.
Like I honestly will get sad before I even start.
Yeah. Yes.
That's sad. So I transitioned completely to the bars, the prepackaged bars on a stick.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
And Enlightened has those. I'm sure the other brands too, but Enlightened.
Yeah. Theirs are really good. I love their bars. Yeah.
And they're so supportive of Dirty Lazy Keto. I know they've done a lot of donations and prizes over the years, and I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Nice. Yeah. The portion control ones are probably the better way to go. Because you know me, I will, Stephanie, just because it's low carb, I will start throwing on nuts on the ice cream and chocolate chips. And then pretty soon you got this like ridiculously caloric. Like
800 calories sundae. I do that with my morning yogurt. I put nuts on and then I'll be like, oh, I should also put chocolate chips.
Yeah.
And then, oh, why don't
throw in some peanut butter?
No. And then before you know it, my yogurt's like this tall. We've all been there.
Yeah. Lately I've been just saying, no, if you can just have, you know, one add in.
Right, one, like you're at the Froyo stand.
Yeah.
One add-in, please. Yes. Hey, that's a good way to look at it. Because I really enjoy it, right?
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Go all in. It's not, you're not limiting yourself. You're just really enjoying the one add-in.
Yes, exactly.
You like how I reframed that?
Yes, I love that.
So here's another one that it was funny. I had my husband buy these at the store yesterday. And he was like, why are you buying those? You hate those. And I'm like, well, I do hate them, but I want to show them on the podcast. Do you ever have these no sugar added fudgesicles?
They are delicious. And you know, it's funny. My husband discovered those and he brought them home and he goes, they are so low in calorie and so low in carbs and they taste good. Like, honestly, it's almost nothing to eat one. I think it's like 60 calories or something.
Yeah, you're right. It says 40 calories per bar. Yeah. So depending on what our listeners are after. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like them though, Tamara. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm excited that you like them.
Yeah, I do like them.
We have different opinions. The first time I bought these, I was like, oh, they're nothing. And so I ate, you know, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
But then I did the math and they're 7 net carbs per bar.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Yeah. I don't know where the carbs are coming from.
I don't either. But listeners, if you know, please write in.
Yeah.
It's a great mystery.
It's a portion, just one of those.
But I don't want to have 7 on one.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
It makes me angry, to be honest. Like, I really want to know why it's so dang high. It should be like 0, but it's not. It's 7.
Yeah, it is a mystery.
But you're right. It's a lot better than having some of the other stuff out there.
Well, a regular fudgesicle.
Yeah.
A regular fudgesicle probably has 30 grams of carb.
Well, I don't like that one bit.
Yeah.
It makes me mad. I don't know what's happening with that one. We want to know, listeners, if you have the answer.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, you know, you have to know yourself and where do you want to spend your carbs?
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Do you like the fudgesicles enough for 7? For some of you, you're like, hell yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Others, I would probably prefer throwing some chocolate chips in my yogurt.
Yeah. Something else I've tried too, Tamara, I don't know about you, but do you ever try to have like a little bit of high quality chocolate? Have you ever tried to do that? Like real chocolate?
Yeah. Like the super dark one.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one that you like? I have a bunch here that I can show our listeners. But some of these taste better than others, right? Like,
yeah.
There's a Lind 85% cocoa.
Yeah. I like that one.
You like this? This is not the sugar free products. This is not sweet, and these are real deal.
It's just super high in cocoa. Mm-hmm. I like them, but you know, I guess this is a good thing. It doesn't taste as good to me.
Yeah.
But it keeps me from eating the whole bar.
Because it kind of tastes like dirt.
Yeah. It's a little bitter. It's a little bitter.
It is, but some people can do this strategy. So I'm going to hold up 3 that I keep in my cabinet. And you're right. I can have a little bit of these because they're not that good. They're like strong.
Yeah.
So this one here, the 85% is 7 grams of net carbs per 3 pieces. This one is 7 grams net carbs for 4 squares. And then this last one is 6 grams net carbs for 3 squares.
Yeah.
And that's Ghirardelli, 92%.
Yeah. Oh, but I like that you give that option because if you're not good with the sugar substitutes,
mm-hmm.
you can do one of these, but you just have to be, you know, you can't have a lot of it. Well, 3 or 4 squares, but then you're fine.
Yeah. Here's one last one. This is baking chocolate, bittersweet baking chocolate, and 7 grams for 4 pieces. It's kind of a lot.
Wouldn't you think? Yeah.
So what you kind of mentioned putting the sugar-free chocolate chips in your yogurt. Yeah. I like to use a vegetable peeler and I shave off little bits of some of these products, like the high cocoa percent. Anywhere between 85%, 90%, 92% real chocolate. And I will shave some of that off on top of my yogurt.
That's a great idea. Cause it won't even use 1 square to shave it.
No. And I know that might surprise some of our listeners because I'm always saying I have no portion control. But for some reason this works. Yeah. Like the little shavings. It's not and it doesn't taste that good where you're wanting more, like the chocolate chips you could eat, you know.
Yeah. I have a similar hack, but it's not chocolate related, but it's a similar idea. Mm-hmm. If you buy sliver or sliced almonds,
mm-hmm.
you get it's a lot less almonds. Like if you sprinkle a tablespoon of sliced almonds, I don't know, have the numbers, but it's a lot less than just doing whole almonds or chopped almonds.
Because it's like a little bit goes a longer way.
Yes, because they're so thinly sliced.
Oh, that's a good hack.
Yeah. I had a personal trainer tell me that one.
Have you ever gotten and this is not the right package, but I ate the other ones. But have you ever gotten the cocoa dusted almonds? Speaking of almonds.
Oh, those are good.
This says vanilla almonds, I know.
Yeah.
I do buy the cocoa dusted ones. Yeah. Great Value has a brand also, Emerald.
Oh, and I love the little
low carb and they're little.
Yeah. You could take that like to a, you know, track meet or something where you need a snack.
I keep these in my purse. And I also, back in the olden days when we'd go to the movies, I would have these during a movie
theater. And it feels like a treat. Mm-hmm. They're also make the nut look fancy. So if you're doing, you're doing something fancy, put those on there.
And this is 2 grams of net carbs per package. And that may not apply though, because this is vanilla. Okay. But they are low carb.
Yeah.
I just happen to eat all my chocolate ones.
I know. We'll have to do a vanilla extravaganza.
That'll be next. We're just going to go through chocolate today. Here's another one I dug out from my movie bag. I have an eating bag when I go to the movies. Isn't that embarrassing?
It's my purse. I just bring my big movie purse, I call it.
That's not big enough for me, so I have a full backpack dedicated.
Nice.
That's how classy I am.
We're
hopefully
so classy.
No one does But this one, Tamara, is roasted pumpkin seeds, and they're dusted with cocoa.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Really
I bet
good.
That's good.
Good convenience store, you know, while driving, that kind of thing. It's 5 grams of net carbs for a half a package.
Oh, wow.
Delicious.
Yeah. Great idea.
Mm-hmm. I love chocolate. You can tell.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get real into it. Have you ever tried, this is an interesting, the Walden Farms chocolate syrup?
I have not. Is it for coffee or just?
I don't know what it's for. It's 0 calories, 0 carbs.
Oh, wow.
And in my opinion, 0 flavor. I think it's the worst product I've ever bought in my life.
Isn't that funny?
I don't
recommend. You gotta have a little carb.
You need something in there, friends, at Walden Farm. I don't like it one bit. And they do have a lot of different things. Strawberry, blueberry, caramel, pancake. Some of their other ones I like, but this one not so much.
Isn't that funny?
Thumbs down.
Yeah. Okay. We'll give that a thumbs down.
Have you ever tried the Da Vinci sugar-free syrup that's chocolate?
No. Is that, I don't.
Equally horrible. Thumbs down.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that funny?
I don't like it. I don't know what to do with it. I've mixed it with cream cheese. I've put it in my coffee and I'm like, not feeling it.
Yeah, coffee syrups that are chocolate tend not to be good, even the ones with sugar. I don't know why.
Just a little fact. That's just my opinion. Our listeners might have maybe a better way to use them. I have tried chocolate wine, which is equally horrible. Do not try that was another find at grocery outlet. Thumbs
down.
Oh, wow. Chocolate wine.
Okay.
That's how classy I am and desperate. What about hot cocoa, Tamara? Do you have any thoughts on
it? I love hot cocoa, but I haven't found a good sugar-free one. So tell me, what should I get?
Well, if I'm not making my own, which is easy to do, I'm often quite lazy. And I wanted to tell our listeners a little trick about hot cocoa, because if you were to buy most people on keto or low carb, they would reach for the no sugar added hot cocoa mix, right?
Yeah.
Wrong. This has 9 grams of net carbs per packet.
Oh, that's a lot.
Do not buy the no sugar added hot cocoa.
I could have a fudgesicle for that.
Yeah, hell no. So what I recommend is that you reach for the fat-free hot cocoa.
Oh, interesting.
Which is counterintuitive, but this only has 4 grams of net carbs per packet.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
It's another great mystery.
Yeah. But
dirty, lazy keto.
And it really shows you should read the labels.
And put on glasses when you're shopping.
Yeah,
I know. It's like I keep this in my office because it's important. I don't want people to go wayward.
Yeah.
I love sharing all my snacks.
I love hearing about it. Great ideas.
Have you noticed a drink I've been trying to savor?
Yeah, what is
it's
that?
It's almost gone. Show our listeners, but I drank the whole thing while we were chatting. But this is a really easy to make chocolate type smoothie. I use Quest chocolate protein powder.
Oh, okay.
And this only has 2 grams of net carbs per whole packet.
Yeah. I have a tip about like a shake or a smoothie. Mm-hmm. Another good chocolate add-in is the PB chocolate. You know that peanut butter powder?
Oh my God.
They make a chocolate one. Okay, they make a chocolate one.
Whoa, 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 whoa. They have a chocolate one?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, it's chocolate peanut butter.
I have the peanut butter one. And it's heavenly.
Okay. Look for, I know like in our town, Rayleigh's has it near the regular one. It'll just say chocolate peanut butter. Yeah. It's a game changer for smoothies.
My entire world has just been rocked. If you were listening to this podcast, this is the moment you should have all been waiting for. Apparently you can get powdered. What is it now?
Peanut butter chocolate. Yeah. It's called PB2.
Now, what do you do with it?
It's a low carb. It's actually lower calorie and lower fat. It's just lower everything. They just take the flavor essence of peanut butter and put it in a powder. You find it in the peanut butter section. So go to peanut butter. Usually on the top shelf in these jars. You can use the peanut butter or peanut butter chocolate in recipes. I use it in smoothies.
What else do you add to your smoothie? What do you use with it?
Like almond milk.
Okay.
And then a protein powder. But the protein powder to me is kind of ugh. So then I add the peanut butter powder to give it a better flavor. It's really good.
I'm going to try that, Tamara. If you would like to give me a Christmas gift along with the pink scarf that you're making me.
Okay. I'm going to give you PB2 chocolate.
I would like that as well in my stocking.
Okay.
Some of our listeners, I know. You know I'm joking.
Yeah.
Hashtag not. Some of our listeners have shared with me that they use the Premier protein drinks
that
are in a drink at Costco, and they put that with ice in the blender. Have you ever? Yes. I have never tried that. Have you?
Yes, I have, and it's delicious. And their chocolate is really good. Their vanilla is good too, but since we're doing chocolate, their chocolate one is amazing. Oh yeah, it's good.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, high protein too. So if you need some protein, that's a good way to get it.
And it's a lovely little dessert. Do you ever buy the Costco protein bars, Tamara?
Let me see. Yes, I have. Those are so good.
They are heavenly. And this is the same thing, secret. Costco, I think, is just wrapping up the Quest bars, people.
Yeah.
I think it's just secretly Quest in disguise. But these are 4 grams for the whole bar.
And that's a Kirkland brand?
It's a Kirkland Costco. I mean, they are a little dangerous. I don't normally recommend chowing down on these because, you know, we'd all prefer to eat candy bars all day.
Yeah.
But if you are looking for a chocolate fix and you need one, these are delicious.
I find too, like those are good. They're portable. Like if you're at a movie or you're traveling and you don't want to be, you know, because if you're just stopping at 7-Elevens along the way, it's better to have those.
Yeah, for sure. I keep an emergency stash in my purse and in my car at all times. I do. Yes. And I kind of treat them like a candy bar. Like we've talked about, what do skinny people do? I treat these like a candy bar. So if I was a skinny, like normal person, I wouldn't eat a candy bar every day. I would have one once in a while as a treat, like a holiday or emergency. Yeah. So I treat these the same way, but they're so yummy.
They are good. I've had those. Yum.
Any others before I go to my last share?
No, you go for it.
Okay. Here's my last one, which is the sugar-free candy from the dollar store. These are chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
And they have them at Walmart in the diabetic section or even the regular candy section, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is Russell's. I've seen them.
They're everywhere.
They are. And do you ever have them? Do you like them?
They can upset my stomach a little bit. I don't know what they use. So
Malitol.
Yeah. So, and they're little though. So those are perfect. Like if you just need a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit.
And but I have these once in a while, but I'm like you, these can be really problematic. They can give people the poopies.
Yeah, basically. basically.
Yes. Yeah. They're cheap. Yes. They're widely available. But they, like you said, if you have too much, they're easy to overdo. A lot of people might prefer something like Chalk Zero brand instead, which is made with malitol. Not at all.
Yeah.
And these are 1 gram of net carbs per one cup. These are peanut butter cups. They're really
good. Oh, nice. Yeah. And there's so many new products out there, really. In fact, listeners, if you know, so I'm sure you've found some great things out there. So let us know how you get your chocolate fix or what exciting chocolate products you can share with us. So let us know by emailing Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. But before we get to our final hack, Stephanie, let's take one last break.
Awesome. Thank you, Tamara. Well, as you know, I'm so excited to share more hacks and more keto kitchen shortcuts with our listeners. I don't think that eating healthy has to take all day. So making low-carb meals and snacks should be fast and easy. All the recipes I share in the new Dirty Lazy Keto No Time to Cook cookbook can be made in 30 minutes or less. That is super fast. So order your copy today from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever you like to shop for books. It's available in paperback or ebook, and it will automatically arrive on your doorstep the first week in January.
Thanks, Stephanie. I said we had fat hacks, but actually we're going to end by showing you our how the salty pecan bark turned out. I'm going to grab mine, Stephanie.
Okay. I've kind of been waiting this whole time and like trying not to eat it. That's why I made that chocolate snack.
Oh, look at this. And it's already hard.
It's already ready to go.
Yeah. So I'm going to break, snap off a piece. Oh my goodness. Look at how good this looks. I don't know if you can see, but
I'll hold mine up a little closer.
I'm going to take a bite.
You go ahead. The big message for our listeners is that craving chocolate does not make you a dirty, lazy keto flunky. Desiring sweets is normal. Instead of flogging yourself for wanting a dessert or especially a chocolate dessert, just figure out a way to satisfy the urge with a modified substitute.
And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show us your support by leaving a review, and here's how. On your iPhone, select the purple podcast. Using the search tool, type in Dirty Lazy Girl. Click on the thumbnail to open it up. Scroll down till you get to ratings and reviews. Click on the stars and select 5 stars. And then scroll down some more to leave a review. And that's where you type in your review and hit OK. And listeners who are on YouTube, we love seeing you on YouTube. Please subscribe to our channel, give us a thumbs up, and leave some comments.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh my gosh, that's so good. It's so rich.
That's so good.
Oh, it's just so good. You have to try this.
See you next week.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.